The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
8 in our west.
Well, Triple M listeners, I think we can all agree on something here. That vision we saw at the top of the news last night of an 86-year-old man with a walking stick being coward punched for his pension money in a car park in Chester Hill. I tell you, involving two people on the vision it shows, a man and a woman, they are nothing short of human scum. There's no doubt about that. People who bash the elderly, I think they deserve to be put in the same category as pedophiles. And that's saying something. An elderly man with a walking stick at Chester Hill, he went to the Commonwealth Bank, took out the money. They lured him down to the car park on the promise of a lift home.
Wow.
And then this scumbag, who the police are still on the lookout for, coward punches this 86-year-old man.
And then from behind.
Then gets up on his toes and starts dancing around like Muhammad Ali. Now, I've said this before. This bloke, Mark Geyer, could have $1 million dangling out of his pocket. And I tell you, this bloke wouldn't go within 50 metres of him. Because this is the sort of bloke who just preys on the elderly and the weak, the susceptible, and the vulnerable.
Absolutely right, Matty. Frank Colino was his name, 86-year-old, like you said, from Chester Hill. Two women have been involved in it. They've both been arrested. Now, he refused the lift home, Matty. He didn't want the lift home. He's an old boy. He said, you know what, I like my exercise. I'm good to go here. But one of the ladies dragged him down to one area, then another lady took over, and that's where the assault happened. So the bloke we're still looking for. So if anyone has got anything on this particular bloke, if you live in Chester Hill and you know this sort of bloke, please let the cops know, because two women have been arrested. Hopefully they'll give him up. But he's the one we really want. He's the one that bashed Frank.
Well, as we speak, the two women haven't given him up.
No.
Which is, I mean, seriously, like, yeah. I mean, these people.
Look at him.
Let's just throw the book at them then until they do.
Some stories come across. You see some stories and you watch them and you kind of shake your head. This is one of them ones where you're shaking your head that much at all. It's almost twisting off. It's just... They didn't have to hit the poor bugger. He's 86 with a walking stick. He could have said, mate, give me your money, and I'll walk away. He's
86. It's still low,
It's still very low.
Still very low.
You know what? If any of me and the boys just had a chat here in the studio, and look, if any Frank Colino's family are listening or, you know, they know Frank, we're going to pay him what he lost. We're going to give him back in his back pocket what he lost. This bloke doesn't deserve it. We might even give him a little bit more.
Everything that was stolen is a minimum we will give back to him, and we're happy to do that.
We're going to put it back in his hand, and I'll personally take it out to him wherever he is, because we've all got grandparents, or some of us have lost grandparents around the same age, and my God, if that ever happened to one of our grandparents.
Oh, two wrongs don't make a right. We know that.
No,
but MG,
I'd love
a minute with this bloke who's king at Frank?
I'd love 5 seconds with him. I think a lot of Sydney siders who are listening to this right now would love the same opportunity, because this is a grub who should be paraded down the main street with a big placard over his chest saying, I bash 86-year-old men. Mm. And he's a grub. He's just the biggest grub I've seen in a long, long time, boys. And
any of Frank's family, if they're listening now, get in contact with us just so we can get hold of Frank. And like MG said, we're happy to pay whatever he lost plus a little bit more for his time.
Just an amazing response on the phones, MJ.
Yeah, we had a talk to the boys in the break. We're going to give him all his money back out of our own pocket, and that's no big deal. Look, we don't want to be, you know, patted on the back for that. But what's happened after that has absolutely blown our minds. Our switchboard has gone off the Richter. We've had people calling and calling and calling and calling, all wanting one thing: to donate to Frank and his family.
Sometimes a little girl from school, on her way to school, she wants to give her lunch money.
Sometimes, you know, in this job, you know, you get up early. It's a drag sometimes, but sometimes things happen when you're working on radio that just kind of give you goosebumps. And to all our listeners who rang, you're the reason why we get up every morning, and you're the reason why this is a great city to live in, because you're also bloody generous. And from the bottom of our hearts, we'll try our best to get all your money that you're pledging some way, shape, or form to Frank, and... another big well done. Teresa is Frank's granddaughter. Welcome to the Grill Team, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, darling, we're shocked by what happened to your granddad, and we want to help in any way, shape, or form.
How is he? How's he feeling today?
Look, he's I can't even describe it, to be honest. Yeah. He's just, he's got no feeling. He's not angry.
He's numb.
He's not sad. He's not nothing. He's just like, you know.
He's traumatised.
He's disappointed.
That's right. And he's humiliated. His words last night, he's humiliated that it could have happened.
Teresa, what sort of bloke is Frank?
Oh, he's a lovely man. He's a family man. He's 86. He's got 4 grandchildren, 3 great grandchildren. You know, he's been in Australia in the same house, same suburb, same everything since 1968. Migrated from Italy. He was a hard worker. He just lost his wife 4 years ago. So you know, it's just. We're just a quiet family. We just, you know, going to Chester Hill is his daily thing. He doesn't do anything else. He doesn't, you know, have many friends. He doesn't, nothing. He just goes down, gets his pension out, buys, you know, some things for the house, comes home, that's it.
Oh. So he did that yesterday, and this bloke, his coward, punched him, and a couple of ladies were involved as well. Those ladies have been arrested. We're still looking for the bloke, and we're looking forward to perhaps meeting him one day ourselves. But we spoke in here this morning, and NG came up with the thought of giving him back the money that he was robbed of yesterday. And we've got to tell you that we then had so many calls from Triple M listeners, a young girl on the way to school saying, I'll give my lunch money, to another bloke giving $20, someone giving $50, other people wanting to give hundreds of dollars. And that's what we want to do if we can.
We'll do, Teresa. We'll put you back to our producers who will sort out all the logistics, but be sure of one thing. Frank will be looked after.
Okay. Well, thank you.
It's our absolute pleasure.
Let him know how many people loved him on here at Triple M. It might give him a little bit of joy this morning. As you're saying, he's not feeling a lot right now, but there's a lot of people out there absolutely loving him. So please let him know from us.
Thanks, Teresa.
The Grill Team. Gus, MG, and Maddie Johns. Triple M Breakfast.